Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Spirit helps us in our weakness. That's how the text for today began. It is from the middle of chapter 8 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. The rest of the story is common knowledge. Folks, devout Christians pray them daily, as it were, to enable God to free them from their daily struggles. The text ends with the note, "Who can separate us from the love of Christ?" I'm taking some exegetical freedom to jump off the text and go to verse 18, where St. Paul writes, "I consider that it is not worth comparing the suffering of the present time with the glory that is yet to be revealed among us." I think 45 years ago, Concordia Publishing House published a book by the name The Half-Known God, written by theologian Lorenz Wundel. For many Christians, especially our kind, Lutherans, the Holy Spirit remains, as it were, a half-known God. We all know that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, come to our Lord and confess Jesus as our Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 says, "No one can confess Jesus is Lord," that is the confession, the most important of all confessions, "but by the Holy Spirit." Yet, the Holy Spirit is not manifestly spoken of in our circles or circles like ours. He is hidden, as it were. No one dare say that we do not know the Holy Spirit or comprehend him or enjoy his presence. But we do not verbalize. The creeds, the three of them. Can we recite the third article of the Nicene Creed? The first of the Apostles' Creed settles with this one statement. The Nicene has, or proceeds from the Father and the Son, and the one who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He is among us. Wherever two or three are gathered together in Christ's name, the Holy Spirit is among us. Homework. Read through the entire Romans 8. Don't settle with the text that was read today. Daily. Dr. Wunderlich said in the book, if the book of Acts is known to be the book of the Holy Spirit, there is a chapter on the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, and you guessed it. This is Romans 8. In Romans 8, among many things, Paul describes the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of freedom. For freedom's sake, Christ has set us free. The moment we say Christ has set us free, we are incognito saying the Holy Spirit has set us free. Romans 8 early on talks about the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of sonship. We are given the privilege of being called children of God. Behold, St. John writes, the Holy Spirit lives and acts in, with, and under everyone who confesses Jesus as Lord. And finally, among other things, the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8, is a spirit of intercession. We don't know what we should be praying for. The Spirit groans, even Romans 8 says, for words to express what our spirit is craving and driving and desiring for. The Spirit gives words to our cravings and groanings. Therefore, it is better that we don't talk to God. We come to His presence in silence. He is the Holy Other. He is transcendent. He is holy, holy, holy. The angels sing, the saints sing with the angels. We, mundane human beings, blood-bought, redeemed, sanctified, grown yet. This side of the world, grave. But there is someone who speaks for us. The Greek word for Holy Spirit used in John chapters 14 and 15 and 16 is, New Testament brothers, help me out here, used only once elsewhere to refer to the second person of the Trinity. That is 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. If anyone sins, let him be assured that we have, English translation, advocate before God. The word there is paraclete, the word that comes to describe Jesus Christ, the third person of the Trinity. We have an advocate before God in the person of Jesus Christ. So our spirit theology, our life together, our filled with the Spirit walk in and with the second person of the Trinity is entirely a gift, directed, guided, propelled by the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus Christ, we have an intercessor. We are never left orphan. Father, stranded, isolated. We are brought together as He called us and gathered us and enlightened us with the gospel. We are allowed to walk together toward the goal as we follow this paraclete, even Jesus Christ, who is our intercessor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God that pierces all human understanding. Keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.